Welcome. We are a mother-daughter podcast about all things surrogacy. Together, we have brought 8 beautiful babies into this world, and we would like to share our knowledge of surrogacy with those who want to educate themselves on the topic. This is Stop, Sit, Surrogate.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stop, Sit, Surrogate with Kennedy and Ellen. We have a wonderful guest visiting us from the Canadian side. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Jennifer, and I am a 4-time surrogate.
What? Did you see the mouth drop?
I know.
What? Yes. You're the first one I've met that's a 4-timer.
Well, so it's only the 3rd pregnancy.
Okay.
Fourth okay. Journey.
Okay.
Fourth journey. Okay, there. I got you. Okay.
I got you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, major question, right? How did you find out about surrogacy?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Sure.
I just want to know. I've known since at least high school, and I always knew I wanted to be one. I don't even remember first hearing about it.
All the way back to high school, really? You had that notion?
Huh. Yes. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, I'm an only child because my mom had a full hysterectomy, like in her late 20s, I believe.
Oh,
she couldn't have more kids, and I've had friends that can't have kids, so it was something I was always interested in. Even before I had kids, I wanted to do it.
That's so cool. Yeah,
that is to have that calling. That's it's pretty special. Yeah.
No, it is. So, okay. Okay, so then when did you start? So, like, when was your, like, your first journey? Like, what year?
How old is she? It's 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, how cool. So
was that a single? Just a singleton?
Yes, a single.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how, because you're in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you find a couple? Did you go agency or did you go independent?
Well, my first 2 journeys were agency.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Same agency or different?
I had the same agency.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. So with this agency then, was your profile given to them and they picked you, or did you pick them?
I picked them. So I was given a handful to read through. And then I was like, maybe. I'm like, give me some more just to see. So I read some more. And then, and then I was like, nope, yep, for sure this couple.
Okay.
So then once I read their profile and everything and decided that the agency sent them mine.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then they read it. And then they agreed too. So then the agency was like, hey, they agreed. So is it okay if we give them your email and like contact info? I'm like, yeah, obviously.
Actually, you don't have a match meeting like with the agency present. You guys just start cold.
Yeah.
Another weird thing about Canada. I don't know
if that's all Canada, but that's an interesting.
Well, this agency.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Huh. How'd you feel about that?
All right.
You seem pretty outgoing.
I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
You seem pretty outgoing and a big personality, so I can imagine. Okay.
Not really outgoing.
No. Oh.
I'm curious. Was it awkward?
That's what I want to know. How'd that go?
It was all right. We emailed back and forth for a bit, and then eventually did do like a video chat.
Okay, so it was email first. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Email first, and then we did do like a group chat
between
the 2 of them and myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a partner or a support person that was there or no?
Yes, I have a husband.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to be careful with my words, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was your husband there with you during that meeting or just you guys?
No, just me.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to match up times because they're in France.
Oh,
and
gosh.
At that time, I lived in Ontario.
Okay.
So there was a 6-hour time difference.
Got you.
Yeah. Don't some Canadians speak French?
Yes.
Some do.
Okay, do you not?
Un petit peu.
Okay, that's more than me.
Do they speak English and French, or was French their main?
Their French is their main. They're both from France. The one, it was for two guys.
Oh,
and the
yay!
One, yeah, he actually speaks a lot of languages. He travels for work a lot.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But they were both like pretty good. They claim they're not great at English, but they're pretty good.
Okay, I have to backpedal for 5 seconds. We didn't really ask this in the beginning. Did you have a wish list of a couple or of an IP? Did you say, hey, I want to work with homosexual men, or I want to work with a heterosexual couple? No?
Not my first time.
Okay.
Okay.
I went in and I was like, I don't know, I just want to help someone.
Okay, cool.
It was more important just to read the profiles and like pick who I felt more connected to.
Yeah. For sure.
I did not have a specific list the first time at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's cool. And so so you didn't care if they were local or international, nothing like that. That wasn't it. Okay.
No, it was more about like connection.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. It's sure. And it's funny when like you explain that to like people not in surrogacy world, and they're like, what do you mean? And it's like, no, like if you're a surrogate, you completely understand it. Like words will jump off the page and you will feel pulled to somebody's story. Yeah. Like it's just it's like a dating profile. Like
It is very much like dating. It was really hard writing a profile.
Aww. You know, people
don't know what to say. You're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about myself, and like to post, like find the photos. Cause you know, you're like, oh, I want them to, you know, like me, and I need to make sure, you know.
You know,
mostly good stuff.
It's hard.
You're the first person to bring that up. People don't talk about it. It's very overwhelming to write a profile for yourself. Like, let me boast about myself. I'm a wonderful human, but like, and it's just so awkward to be like, pick me. Like,
did the agency look over your profile and maybe tweak it a little or suggest anything? Or was it just whatever you wrote?
They looked it over. I don't think they like changed anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That they remember.
No. Okay. So we meet. No, when's, well, they're France. So do they come for transfer or do they not?
No. So, and I actually had my first transfer before meeting them in person. And that was in August. So we started talking, like emailing the end of March.
Okay.
Okay.
Would have been 2016. And, I think I went for screening and everything in June, the end of June.
Okay.
Oh, then that's a fast transfer, August.
Yeah. Yeah. And here, the way that agency works is you don't screen until like you're matched, because it's the IPs that pay for like all the stuff.
Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. So then, screen in June, end of June, transferred in August. And that one failed.
Okay.
So then it ended up working out that I did meet one of the dads. And that was like one of the reasons I chose this couple, is the one dad traveled to Ontario like every year for work.
Oh,
so cool. I was like, that'd be nice because I get to like see him.
Yeah.
So first, now we have since moved.
Oh.
Yeah. But so I got to meet him, and it worked out that the few days that he was there, our agency was doing like a dinner with just any IPs or surrogates that would want to come.
Nice.
Yeah. So then they would host that like in Toronto, and that's where he was. So we got to meet that day and spend some time together. And then it was September that we did our second transfer.
Wow, August and then September? Wow.
Yeah, I did back to back.
Okay.
So it was like as soon as like that one failed, I stopped meds.
Okay.
Got my period and started day one started it all over again.
That's great.
So great segue. You said meds. So you did take meds. You were not all natural. You were medicated, girl. So did you do injections, patches? Like what is like suppositories?
A lot of things. So
a lot of
doctor. So I've been with like 5 different clinics now, and they've all been different.
Wow.
Yeah. And this doctor is very med heavy.
Oh.
More so when the first transfer failed, he upped my dose for some of my meds.
Oh my goodness.
Like estradiol, like estrogen and progesterone, like up those.
Progesterone, yeah. Oh. So with that clinic, I took, I was doing the esterase orally.
Okay.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon or like evening.
Yeah.
And then we did the progesterone suppositories.
Oh, yummy.
Three times a day.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm super sorry.
And then the first transfer, it was one like cc of progesterone and oil.
Okay.
And then for the second one, he jumped that up to two cc's a day.
At the same time? Two cc's.
Two cc's like once a day.
Once a day.
And then the estrus was, still one. Oh, and then he added Medrol.
Oh, okay.
Two times a day.
All right. Did that transfer work?
And yes, that one worked.
There we go. Okay.
So maybe all the meds are helpful.
Maybe.
Who knows? Could just be the embryo took.
Yeah. Right.
It could be. Considering other clinics I work with have done much less meds worked.
Yeah. It's like how normal people believe in superstition. I feel like each doctor has like their own superstitious like med call, and it's like, this is how it works. And it's like, okay.
Well, I don't know if it's superstitious. I got to go through, like, they probably have records and how, what works and what doesn't work.
But I'm just saying, but like when you meet different doctors, they all have a different med call. So it's a very different belief system in what meds to take. Okay. So for transfer number two, were any of them there?
No. We did, for the first transfer, we did video call.
Okay.
But the second one, it just didn't work out with their schedules.
Okay.
The timing of it.
Yeah.
And also, I think that one of them, it was like an hour late.
Oh, like your transfer ran an hour later? Oh, good.
Oh.
Which is always fun, you know, when you're full of water.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no, thank you.
No.
Not
fun.
No.
Oh. I think that was the first one. I think that's partially why I was not relaxed and it was
Yeah.
Just too much.
I like ran to the bathroom after.
Yeah.
Not
fun.
It was pretty bad.
Not fun. So then how does like your pregnancy go? Like, is it all smooth for your first journey or are there some bumps?
Well, I want to know if you tested. Did you test ahead of the beta?
Oh yeah.
Okay. That's, and were they coming up? They were coming up positive. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you share that with them or did you wait till beta? Sometimes they don't want to know. Yeah. Okay.
I think I must have.
I'm just curious.
I think I must have. I can't recall. That was so long ago.
That's okay.
And that clinic actually makes you wait the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
And that one, so you do day 14, day 16.
Ah.
And my numbers were like, I don't know if it was because of the meds, but they were like crazy high. Like all the other surrogates were like, it's probably twins. I'm like, no.
Oh, that's how high they were. Oh, wow. Goodness.
Yeah, my first beta at day 14 was like 2,300.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Day 10 might have been like 7 or 8. And then if it kept doubling, that would have been normal for day 14. So I get that. Okay. But to get that as your first number, wow. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was only one.
Yeah.
That's a large number.
It is. Yes.
It's like only that one.
Frightening high.
Yeah.
Actually, compared to like the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Golly.
But yeah, it was pretty much normal. Regular pregnancy. Okay. Later on, I did have some suspected like liver issues.
Oh,
yeah. So I was in the hospital for like a weekend, just because like whatever they test for your liver, they're like, have you had any issues like alcohol or drugs? I'm like, no.
They always go alcohol and drugs. Always. Yeah.
Well, it's always fun.
No, I'm fine. And like, there was nothing wrong with me otherwise than when they like tested. But so they're like, oh, to be safe, we'll like induce you early.
Oh, how early?
Yeah. So I, otherwise, like no other issues.
Oh, good. Then,
yeah, I was induced with her at 37 weeks.
Were they here?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so they
good.
Came. They came like a week before, I think, maybe.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And we got to do like pictures together, which is great.
Oh, sweet.
But it was a little nerve-wracking because it was my first hospital birth.
How many births had you done prior to the surrogate birth?
I have three of my own.
Oh my God.
And they were all home births.
What, girl, bow down. I don't even know. My God. That
my
means
third, actually, I delivered on my own because he came too quick.
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean you delivered him on your own?
Oh my God.
Like,
I can't.
There was no one there.
I can't. Everything was good?
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky. Oh, gosh, no.
Wow. I have really, really fast labors.
Yeah. So all unmedicated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you want to do a home birth with her? Does the agency make you do a hospital? You did.
No. It was up to us. And the dads were open to it. Especially, they came actually for a visit when I was 20 weeks.
Okay.
So they got to come to like that ultrasound. And they came to a midwife appointment with me.
Okay.
Who... most of the midwives here, like in Ontario, they work like as a team. So you see like two or three equally, just so you know who's like when you go into labor, you know the person. Right. It's not
of
like
course.
A stranger.
That's yeah.
So it's really nice. And luckily, the midwife that was on the day we went for a visit, she spoke fluent French.
Oh, yay!
It was easier for her to like tell them like things and for them to understand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, so we were gonna do a home birth.
Okay.
Unfortunately couldn't.
But because of the induction, you had to go in, obviously, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. How was that for you? That's your first hospital birth. Were you scared?
It sucked.
Okay. Okay. Thank
Honestly,
you for being
it was
honest.
The worst
Seriously.
Experience ever.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh
yeah. I really did not enjoy the Pitocin. It made the contractions so much stronger and like back to back, so I literally could not move or talk. It was just horrible.
I'm sorry.
How long did that labor take? Because you said your labors are really fast. So if this is induction, is it lengthening it for you because it's medication?
I believe they wrote like active as like 2 hours.
Okay.
But not from start of induction.
Yeah.
I was probably there. I can't remember. I went. Probably by 9 a.m. I was there, maybe. I think I went home because, again, I was with midwives, so you can go home, like, same day as long as everything's fine.
Yeah. Did you sleep in your own bed that night?
Yeah.
Oh,
I went
my
home
God.
And had, like, a late dinner and a drink.
What?
Okay, well, to not be able to do a home birth, it's kind of like a good compromise in a sense, like to
get
go
the
home
IVs
and recover right away.
Yeah. So I was probably there till like 6:37.
My God.
Yeah.
So do they stay at the hospital with her?
No, because we have the midwives. Midwives come see you like here. Like our midwives are very different than in the US.
Okay.
They have a lot more training here.
Okay.
So they actually come see you within 24 hours.
Okay. At your
and
room.
Then again, like a couple days later, and like they actually come to you for several visits before
very
you
nice.
Actually like leave the house and go to the office.
That's Jennifer, very nice.
I have to ask. Okay, because it is so different than the US. Okay, because I have had all babies I've ever had have been in a hospital, and it is let's push on your uterus constantly and let's wake you up every 2 to 3 hours and let's do all that. So that's never happened to you because you've had three home births and now you just were able to go home the same day.
Yeah.
Huh. So do they
they checked your fundus and your uterus and all that when they came to your house, but I don't think it was as aggressive as it would have been in the hospital.
Oh,
right?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Not as aggressive.
Yeah. Because they understand women like Midwives are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I had to be induced, the hospital I was at, you actually transfer care to an OB. At that hospital, the midwives, they still stay with you. Like they're there for the whole birth.
Okay.
And because they take you like right back as soon as you give birth, like you're with them.
Okay.
But there has to be like an OB present because of the induction process.
Yeah.
My ability. And he had to be present for the birth, which was not good. He was very pushy.
Oh.
And he also did not let my placenta deliver on its own.
What do you mean?
Why not?
I don't know why. There was no risk. I never had a
flip and rush or something?
Yeah, basically. So he went.
What?
Yeah.
That is the most uncomfortable, god awful. Oh, yours released though, obviously. Mine did not when they did.
Yeah, and like there was no reason. Like he didn't wait. Like it wasn't knee even deep.
Elbow all the way up.
I don't even think it was like 15 minutes after delivering her. Like she was still on me.
And he's going up and getting your placenta.
And I had no drugs.
Oh my god. Barbaric.
You had no drugs. I know that was going on.
Oh. You didn't have a choice of who the doc was, did you? They just transfer the care.
No, whoever's on.
Yeah, of course.
God. Yeah.
Sorry. So sorry. Oh my god.
No.
So did it release okay? Everything came out in one?
No, he took it out parts. Yeah.
Was he old? Was he old? He has to be old.
PTSD, I swear to God.
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay.
Because not like, I don't know how.
I'm just in my
head than me, but not old.
Okay. Whatever. Old school. That's old enough.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was like at the time, I wasn't sure what you could tell he had a problem. I didn't know what his problem was between like, I didn't know if it was surrogacy or
homosexual men
or the midwives.
Mm-hmm.
I did eventually learn it had to have been the midwives because actually another like a friend of mine was his surrogate.
Was his actual surrogate?
Yeah.
Really?
So it's not the homosexuals and it's not the surrogacy.
It's the midwives.
Yeah.
Taking his business. Okay. All right. So you said something. She was still on you. So when this baby is born, baby goes right on you, not to dad's.
No, they, we discussed it prior.
Okay.
And they said they wanted me to hold her first since I had carried her for 9 months.
That's wild.
And I think they were also a little scared.
Yeah. I love it.
So yeah. Awesome. And when she came out, she actually had a true knot in her cord.
Oh,
it was pretty cool. I got pictures of that. So there's a like enough room to like put your finger through, so it wasn't like tight.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah.
Her umbilical cord
was a knot. Isn't that weird? Crap.
Yeah.
Huh. Never seen that before. Ever.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre. Well, I'm glad it didn't, you know, like God.
Mm. Yeah, no, it was still like loose enough. Like it wasn't tight or anything.
Okay.
And I think it was long enough too. Like it wasn't
good.
Too bad.
Good.
But yeah, so that was nice.
Okay.
We got pictures and they got to hold her and they did skin to skin while we're there. Cause we were still there for probably about 2 hours after or so.
Okay. Yeah. And that you all stayed in the same,
in the same room. Cause we didn't have to stay.
Yeah.
We were leaving. So we were like, yeah. We're fine.
they let that brand new baby leave in hours after birth.
Yeah. Because they knew the midwives would see them within 24 hours.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're home. You're recovering. Recovery's going well. No complications with this pulling out of your placenta and stuff. Like, Jesus.
No, I did, no real complications. I did tend to bleed longer than I did with any of my own kids.
But... because he's probably making more of a wound.
Yeah.
Ugh. Girl, I feel you, because I went through the same thing. Ugh. Yuck.
But yeah, and it was nice that, like, on one hand, I like that Because they're international, they had to stay for like a month
They
after.
did for passport.
So we got to spend lots of time together still. And it's just because I was pumping.
I was going to ask that too. Okay.
I saw them like every day for the first week, probably. And then like every other day, like later on.
Yeah.
They did start to wean her back onto like formula because we didn't do like shipping or anything.
Okay.
But I did find a local mom before I gave birth. I found a local mom in a group on Facebook that was looking for milk. She had her third just a few weeks before I delivered.
Aww.
And she knew she wasn't a good producer. Aww. So it was nice. So I actually pumped for her for like 6 months.
Oh my God. So sweet.
But I'm an overproducer. So I actually got her enough milk to almost get her to like a year old.
Wow. God, girl.
That's amazing. Wow. So you helped two families.
That is cool. That's really cool.
That's cool.
Because that takes time out of your day. You could have gone back to your life, but here you were pumping every day. Like,
well, it wasn't too bad because I work from home. I did home daycare at the time.
Okay.
I was home anyways.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it's still time consuming, like cleaning and the pump parts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But it wasn't as bad as if I had to leave the house or anything.
Yeah. That's very sweet. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So here's the question to be told or to be answered. You're done with that surrogacy. How soon are you thinking, I got to do this again?
Not right away.
Okay.
She was born late May
of 17
of 2017.
Okay.
And then I did screening for my second journey that November.
Not long.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, wait. Not right away. June, July, August, September, October, 6 months.
Well, maybe it was like a month or two. And then I was like, yeah, okay.
Good for you.
Oh my gosh.
And you went back to that agency, right?
Yeah, I stayed with them. And that time I decided, I was like, let's try something different. I was like, let's try Ontario, if not like Canada.
Very nice.
And I was like, let's look for like hetero,
completely different
and whatnot.
So you
and
had
like
a little
back Canada, like English speaking, like just to have a different experience.
A little bit of a checklist this time, a little bit,
yeah.
Okay,
though they did send me like other profiles, and I'm like, this was not what I asked for,
right?
Like, one couple was from Montreal, but like their whole profile was like French, and I'm like, okay. I can read some words, but not that many. Yeah. And then one couple was like two guys from like Spain. And I'm like, again, that's not what I asked for.
Oh,
but I did eventually pick a couple from Toronto. And at that time, we lived like an hour away.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
Was it I'm sorry, did you already say it? Was it a hetero?
It was a hetero couple. So like a man and a woman.
Okay. Did they have any children or is this going to be their first?
No, this would be their first.
Oh, that's sweet. And do you go, since you're with the same agency, you got to go to the same clinic?
No, because it's all based on where like the IPs go.
That's right.
Yeah. And because like Toronto has quite a few clinics.
Okay. Better?
Yeah. So I went to a totally different clinic.
Okay.
How were your meds this time?
Not as med heavy or?
Not quite as bad. It was, I did S-trace again, two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and the progesterone I did 2 cc's.
Okay.
And the first time we transferred, it was their embryos using, and they were 3 day.
Okay.
And so we did that and it failed.
Just one? You were putting just one or two?
Just one. Okay. Yeah. Always just one.
Yeah.
They don't often do two here.
Right.
Especially now.
Yeah. Agreed.
Same.
Yeah. Didn't want to risk that.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
So that one failed. So then we tried to do another cycle, and that one I had fluid in my lining. So we had to cancel that cycle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently that is a side effect of like the S-trace sometimes.
Oh, interesting. Did I hear that? I did not know that.
Well, good to know.
That's what I was told.
what month is the first transfer of this couple? You know?
January.
Okay, that one's failed.
January.
And then do you do back to back? Oh, no.
Because that no, she can't old. Because she they have
yeah, to. Yeah, I did. Well, the, so.
Well, she started and then had to cancel it because there was fluid in her lining. So she started all the meds February. Again.
Sorry, I wrote notes.
You did do that. Okay.
Let's see. Transfer was February 20th.
Okay.
And then.
And this is year.
2018.
18? 18. Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
And then, yeah, so that transfer is February. The next cycle was the end of March, but because of the fluid, I had to cancel that one.
Okay.
So then we decided to try a natural cycle.
Ooh.
Which at this time, I was not told that a natural cycle still involves some meds.
Oh.
Oh. So this is where things start to go south.
Oh no.
So again, because it was a 3-day embryo, so you would do like the meds for 3 days before instead of like a 5-day.
Okay.
So I did the meds for the 3 days before transfer, and then that was it because that's all I was given and that's all I was told.
Go back.
They didn't do any post transfer, Jennifer?
They didn't tell me to, nor did they give me any.
Oh, no.
And no one told me that I was supposed to, so I didn't know any better because I thought it was natural.
That failed, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It did.
So I'm sorry, but who took the rap for that? That could not have been you.
No.
Well, at the time, I didn't think anything of it because I was just like, well, it failed. Yeah. Like, I didn't like mention that to anyone because I was like, okay. Because like no one brought it up that like I should have been on meds longer. I was just like, okay, it failed.
Yeah.
So after that negative, the doctor and the IPs talked and they decided they should try donor eggs because she had tried using like her own eggs to begin with.
Okay.
So then in order to do that, like, well, they had to find donor eggs and pick them. And when you do that, the IPs need to talk to like psych again because it's not her eggs.
Interesting. It's
donor eggs. So they had to do that. In order for all this to happen, because it was over summer months, like it took a while. So we actually had like at least, I think, 6 or more month break.
But that was kind of nice for your body though, right, Jennifer? Like, kind of reset.
They had the embryos made and these ones were 5 days. So we tried the natural cycle again. And this time when, because I, instead of going back to the clinics to do like beta, to do the blood, because it's like an hour away, I'm like, which in reality, to drive into Toronto is not an hour.
No, it's a lot.
Not
it's like LA traffic probably,
It could be at least 2 to 3 hours depending what time you leave your house. Like you could drive in Toronto for an hour and still be in Toronto.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. So I just did blood locally.
Okay.
So then the clinic had called and they're like, oh, like, when are you going to go do it? I'm like, well, I did it, you know, when you told me to. Whatever day that was. And she's like, okay, we'll wait for the results. And I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure it's negative. And she's like, oh, why? I'm like, well, I'm already bleeding. And she's like, oh, well, keep taking the meds. And I'm like, what meds? Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
They did that twice?
Yeah.
No. This is sad for the
That's when I realized that natural doesn't mean totally natural. And it was like, no.
Did they get you on
meds? So then she's like, oh, well, let me check your file and I'll get back to you.
Jesus. And I'm like,
okay.
What a waste of money. And at that point,
I was like devastated and I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I was, when she called, I was literally like on my floor in front of the TV wrapping Christmas gifts and stuff. And I was like, oh my God. So then I started like bawling. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what is going on? So I like emailed my agency and emailed my IPs and I told them, I'm like, I don't know what is happening. Like, they did not give me instructions. And like they knew because like the IM came with me to like appointments.
Okay, fair.
They were right near the clinic.
Yeah.
And like I was never given like written or verbally told, nor did they give me the actual medication to take for 2 weeks after. Right. So I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
So that one fails too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So is this four? Not really transfers. Yeah, it's the third, three transfers, third right? Transfer.
Okay. Yeah. There's a canceled cycle in between those.
Okay.
So then they're like, okay, well, we're going to like take some time to talk, like think about this, like figure out what we're doing.
Okay.
So it wasn't until I think January or so we talked again. They're like, hey, we're going to pick another clinic. We're like, if you want to continue with us, we would like to switch and try somewhere else because we don't trust this clinic anymore.
Good.
I'm like, yeah, sure. And so they asked me like, where, like, do you have any preferences or anywhere? And I was like, well, it'd either be like the clinic I worked with prior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm like, or there's one where I live. I'm like, that would be nice.
Nice. Did you pick it?
So they picked that one like that I was local to.
Yay!
Which is really like nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It was like so close. Cause then I didn't have to like go stay and like didn't have to like travel as far. It was like 10
and
minutes.
Cheaper for them too. They don't have to reimburse you for travel and all that stuff. Yeah.
And just the clinic was cheaper.
Oh, great.
Yeah. When they went to the clinic, they were like, oh, I can see there's a, where all the money goes. Cause like, Toronto's like all nice and fancy and brand new and whatever. And like our local one, they now have opened a new office, but it was like in like an older building, like across from our hospital. And it was, you know, like bare bones, not fancy. And they're like, but like great people. Like I like the staff there. They were great. Especially like the nurses that I would have to interact. They were awesome.
Oh.
And then like I knew the clinic somewhat because that's where most where I've done all my like ultrasounds before.
Oh, okay.
So nice. My midwife would always send me because they only do like obstruct like pregnancies and whatnot.
Okay.
It's not like a random ultrasound place.
Good.
So had been to, yeah. So I'd been to parts of it before. So yeah, we had a meeting with the doctor there, and then she decided she like wanted me to do an ERA.
Hmm.
I know one of the other surrogates has that you've had on has done it before. So you do like a mock cycle and they do like a biopsy when it's like your transfer day.
Yep.
To see when like your best day is.
Okay.
And whatever. And that's how they base like their transfers on.
Okay.
So we did one of those. And then.
And Jennifer, in the meantime, they still have eggs from this donor, right? They still got a quantity of going on. Okay.
Yeah, so they still had some from that cycle.
Okay.
And that one wasn't too bad. I did the esterase orally 3 times a day and vaginally 2x a day. And then also crinone, which is like progesterone suppository.
Oh.
Which is crazy to do with the progesterone suppository and esterase. Because esterase are like the little blue pills.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get like that comes out, it's blue and you're like, this is not okay. Like, why? Oh,
yeah.
Why is it? Because at first you're like, what? And you're like, oh, right.
Oh, goodness.
But it's still weird to have blue coming out of you.
Oh, for sure. And the fact that you have to do both.
Do both. And then, but there, what's nice is they only do the progesterone shots every other day.
Oh, that's nice. Give your butt
instead of every day. So those weren't so bad. So then, you know, your hips get a break. They're not poked as often. And then there, so with that one, it was a chemical.
Oh.
Well, I could tell, like, I tested it at home. They didn't tell me not to, and they didn't really, like, want to know, like, they're like, let's wait for betas, like she always wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Though then that didn't really work because my first number was 57.
Oh.
You're like technically pregnant, right? Yeah. But when I went 2 days later, it went up to 68.
Oh.
So they're like, okay, well, it didn't double, but it went up, so come back again in 2 days. So I went every 2 days for a week.
Oh, wow.
Because it did go up, but not double.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't know what my other numbers are because they didn't tell me.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I went every 2 days for a week. And then eventually, like, yeah, you can stop the meds now.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
But yeah, I could tell, like, I knew it was probably going to end up that way because the home tests did not get dark at all. Like, there was, like, the line for positive, but it stayed faint
right
the whole time, like, that I took a bunch. So I was like, this does not look good. Aww. So I was kind of prepared. It still sucked, but.
That's a lot of loss. Like, a lot of, loss, but just a lot of negative. Like, a lot of.
Yeah.
How do you keep positive during that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
I wanted it so bad. Like, I felt horrible. Like, they were really nice people, and it just, you know, it sucks because, like, you're like, no, I want this to work.
Yeah.
And, like, even when I went, so they came to every transfer I had.
Oh.
Yeah. Since, like, the first three were in Toronto, and then they would come where I lived for the next two. So, like, we got to see each other, so that was nice. But yeah, I just really wanted it to work.
Did you do another one?
So we did a fifth one, and it was just a fail.
Oh, Jennifer.
So then we're like, yeah. So then we're like, okay, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate that's where this went. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So that was over. Yeah, I screened in November of 2017, and our last transfer was January of 2020.
And there were five?
That, yeah.
17 to 2020?
Well, because that was my screens. My first transfer would have been, February of 2018.
That's some history.
2018 to 2020. Right?
That's time to bond. That's time to,
And I just want to put this out there, not that it is a huge thing, but Canadian, U.S., you did not get compensated for your time. Like,
not for my time.
Yeah.
For travel and meals and.
Right, right. But ultimately, you kind of gave up two and a half years of your life, basically, to this. And so. Not that you need to be compensated. I'm not saying that, but like, it's just when you compare to what a surrogate would have gone through in the US compared to what a surrogate would go through in Canada, it's just, it's not fair. Like, it's not fair to you guys, I don't think. And that's a lot on you. And I'm really sorry. That's a lot.
Canada doesn't get like a transfer fee, right? Like when you do the transfer, they don't get like a fee for that. You just get the travel. You just get the whatever. Yeah.
Okay. You just get reimbursed for whatever you spend that is related to the pregnancy. You get reimbursed.
Okay.
Yeah. Woo!
So now we're in January of 2020 and we're almost about to go lockdown with a pandemic. So now what happens? Yeah.
So then I decided to, I was like, I might do it again only if the right couple comes along.
Okay.
Because I didn't want that to be like the end. Like I didn't want to end it with nothing so I was like, okay, but I want to make sure it's like the right people and the right time. And my husband was like, I don't know, because he's like, that was a lot, because it was very emotional. Like it was a lot to go through.
I can't
imagine. All like the ups and downs. So at first he's like, maybe. He's like, I don't know. But so I had looked at some profiles with a different agency.
Okay.
Because theirs, they put like little blurbs on their website so you can see some stuff. And I had thought about talking to a few there. But then I was just on Instagram one day and someone I follow posted a video with her friend. She made her post a video looking for a surrogate. And I'm like, I commented on the reel and I was like, well, I'm a surrogate. I'm like, I'm looking for IPs. So then my IM messaged back or comment back. She's like, well, can I like message you? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so then we were messaging back and forth, and that's how I met them.
So then that's independent, right?
Yeah, so that's independent.
Okay.
And though they were open to, if I wanted an agency, they were open to having one.
Okay.
Because they did, so this was for their second. They already had a son through surrogacy, who was born the same year I had my first surrogate.
Okay.
Baby. And with them, they had started with an agency, but then left.
Okay.
Their surrogate did not feel supported there. Which I've heard that about this particular agency. Yeah. It's well known enough, and not in a good way, that even some of the larger like Facebook groups where are mostly like the United States, they know of this agency.
Oh wow. The reputation's out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's weird.
Not a good
yikes.
So yeah, they did like most of their journey independently anyways. But they were willing to do it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't really feel the need to have one since like we've done this before.
Yeah.
And I found like with my last journey, because with that agency I was with, they have like a private Facebook group for like the surrogates. So you can like talk and like, you know, ask questions. And like, so that was like nice.
Yeah.
Though there was like agency people in the group. But I found it was a lot of like toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Like, because of how everything was going, they're like, oh, it's still, you have time. They could be positive. It, you know, it'll work next time. I'm like, come on, people. Like,
yeah.
There's a time to be realistic here.
There's a timeline. So
that's why I was like, no, I think I'm going to go somewhere else or not have an agency. So that's why I was like, no, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
And it worked out enough that like my IM is like on top of things. So she arranged like everything.
Oh, good.
She, yeah. So I didn't have to like worry about those kind of things. but yeah, we were emailing back and forth, and then we met in person because it was early March.
Okay. Right before.
Literally, like, I think it was a week before.
Yeah. Wow.
Everything shut down. Yeah. Because everything shut down like, after my birthday.
Oh.
Here. Yeah. So I luckily went out the weekend before and got to do stuff for my birthday before everything shut down.
Gosh.
But we got to meet in person. So we met, like, my husband and I met her and her husband and chatted like surrogacy related things, but also not. And it was great. It was a really good conversation. We talked like we were friends like ever.
Aww, that's nice. Yeah.
Very sweet.
That's great.
Is she local?
They live in Toronto as well.
Okay. Not too far.
So again, like an hour away from where we used to live. Yeah.
So you decided to go forward, right? You decided?
Yeah. So after the meeting, we had a few like more talks and we had a phone call. And she's like, so, she's like, does this mean we're, like, dating?
Oh, so cute.
And I'm like, I think it does.
So cute.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then we went from there and she tried to arrange everything. So the clinic they were working with at the time was still closed. Or, like, when things started to, like, open up, they started with more like IUIs or like egg retrievals and like they left surrogacy for last, so they're dealing more with people that had more of a timeline crunch on needing like IVF and stuff. So I actually got to do like most of my screening locally through like other places. So I got to do that up until like their clinic actually opened.
Okay.
So that was nice.
That is nice.
That is
nice. You go to Toronto. So when do they open? Because everybody was opening at different times. Or I shouldn't even say that. When do you guys get to do your transfer?
Right.
That's more important.
I had my lining check in July.
That's okay. Not too bad considering.
No.
Yeah,
and that's that not one, too bad. That clinic, I got to do the estrogen patches.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and there it was. The progesterone was only half a millimeter every other day.
Nice.
Yes, and then also I had progesterone. It was Prometrium. Mm. So they were, instead of like the waxy things, they're like little balls. Yeah. And I did those two of them in the morning and two in the afternoon. Vaginally.
What do you do with the balls? Are they suppositories?
Yeah, suppositories.
Oh,
but they're nicer. They're better than like the other, like the bullet type waxy ones, because there's not a lot of discharge. It was much cleaner.
They dissolve better. Yeah.
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 Well, that should be standard then.
Right?
You tell that no to all them fertility clinics.
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Yeah. So not as gross. So yeah. And then transfer was July.
Okay.
And then.
So we stick?
They do betas at day 9. So no, it didn't stick. Oh, but okay. So we decided to do back to back.
Okay.
So then I transferred again August. And it's funny because every time it's worked, it's been near like something else important. So my first journey, I transferred the day before my husband's birthday.
Okay.
And then this time, the one that worked was two of my sister-in-law's birthdays. They have the same birthday. They're sisters, and they have the same exact birthday.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, cool.
So we transferred on the 18th, and that one stuck.
Oh, yikes. Wow.
Yikes.
But again, because of my experience from the last time with, like, a lower number, I wasn't, like, I was positive. Like, I was happy, but I was skeptical because my number was only 99 for the first one at day 9, and day 11 was 243.
Okay, so like, there you go.
Once I got that one, it was better. But with the first one was 99, I was like, And also just comparing, like, from my first journey, I was used to like 2,000.
Right, for sure.
So though that was day 14, so like it would have been different, but still not that high.
Yeah.
But yeah. That one.
Yay.
Stuck around.
Yeah. All right. So that's September, like August, September of 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then is intended mom and dad or one or both allowed to go to appointments with you? Like, how is COVID dealing with that? How are you? Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. I did everything alone.
Oh, sorry.
So we would go and like go to their house and visit them.
Okay.
At the time. But then I would have to go in the clinic. My husband would like drop me off and come back for me.
Yeah.
Because I had to do it all alone. Which sucks.
Oh. Do they find out sex like at an ultrasound, or do they want to be surprised?
So they let me find out at the trying week, and I got to surprise them.
Yay.
So we had invited them over to our house, and they have an older son. Mm-hmm. And so, I really like bath bombs. So I had one specially made for them. So their son dropped it in like a tub of water, and we got to watch, and it took forever. going back, I have a picture of my IM when I told them that I was pregnant. So we had stopped. We were like, hey, we're just in Toronto randomly. We want to stop by and say hi.
Oh.
And I had cookies made, especially. So when she opened them up, they were all in there. And like one was like an oven with like a bun in it. And,
oh, sweet.
Like the pregnancy test. And there's like a bunch of other little cookies. Yeah. And like the picture I have of her, like her shocked face, is like one of my favorite photos ever.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, she has the best reactions to like everything. I love her.
That's cool.
She was just like, oh my god, it was the best.
So is this bath bomb? What is it?
Yeah, bath bomb, so it was like a white one, and then inside they hid like a blue
color. So cute.
Yeah. And then I have like a bunch of clothes that I bought and gave them.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute. How does the brother, like now he's going to be a brother, how does he react? Does he know what's going on? Like, does he know why we're putting a bath bomb in the tub?
I think he understood enough. Like, he was
three, yeah? Wouldn't he be three?
16, no, four, well.
He was, at that time, he was born in 2017.
17, okay. So
18, yeah, 19, 20, yeah, yeah.
Well, three,
okay. Trying to remember.
Yeah.
He understood enough for like a three-year-old.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Three-and-a-half-year-old. Okay. He's almost four, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, so yeah, I think he's excited.
Aww. That's and awesome.
Were they, or were they secretly hoping for a girl?
No, I don't think they cared either way. They were excited, yeah. Aww. They were just excited to have a baby.
That's really sweet. And it's so fun that you get to tell them.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I love that. Like, we got to be like in person and I got to tell them together.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So that pregnancy, how does that one go? Does it pretty?
That one was good. Pretty good. Just normal.
No liver issues. No.
No liver issues. And it was, I had midwives again. I switched midwifery clinics because I was still able to go to these other midwives, even though they're like in a different city, like, cause we're like on the board of the two cities. And at the hospital in that city, if I had to, because I was thinking ahead, I'm like, if I have to be induced, that hospital does not make them transfer care. So it's like an individual hospital choice. So that one, the midwives, that you don't have to transfer to an OB. So I was like, perfect.
Okay.
Because I don't want to.
Great.
So, but then we're talking, because I'm an older surrogate. So between that and IVF, they're like, well, maybe we should think about, you know, doing some stretch and sweeps and like maybe think about trying to have them come earlier.
Okay.
Because lately I've heard a lot, though I've never seen actual evidence, but they're saying that like IVF placentas age quicker.
Interesting.
Yes. I don't know. I've like never seen that. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen any actual evidence on that or reports or studies, but that's what they're saying. But then they're also, and because I'm geriatric.
Oh my God.
Well, I was over 40.
Wow, you look super young, Jennifer. Yeah. Over 40. Okay. All right.
How old was I then? He's 2.5, 3.5. I think I was 40, 41.
Wow. Okay. Well, is there a cutoff in Canada or no?
Probably around my current age now. I think of like 45. I'm 44. So generally around 45, depending. Like, I think, you know, it depends on the doctor.
Yeah.
It depends on your health and all that kind of stuff.
So do you all agree to have this one come early, like induce, or are you trying
to? Well, so I was like, I try. We had stretch and sweeps a few throughout the week.
Okay.
And they're like, we'll just want to send you for like a couple of ultrasounds just to like make sure everything's good.
Okay.
So it was fine until the end of the week, like end of my 49th week.
40 what?
39.
39. I'm like, whoa, 49. Jeez. Okay, 39. Cool. Got it. Okay. You're right. You're right, girl.
Right in the middle of 39 weeks, when I went for the one ultrasound, they're like, well, your fluid's a little low.
Okay.
They're like, but he's still like in the safe range. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So they're like, we might want to think about like an induction.
Oh, no.
But I was already like with the stretch and sweeps, I was like at 5 centimeters.
Oh, you were?
Like a few days. Yeah. So like my IPs actually came to town because of that. They came the Friday and stayed the weekend. Okay. So they're like, we want to be close just in case. Because again, Toronto traffic. And because they already had like their first son and their dog, they're like, we would need to take him somewhere. And do all that. So we'll do that. We'll come spend the weekend and we'll see. They came for the weekend and I was bouncing like on the yoga ball and pumping and going for long walks and, you know, trying like naturally to like see if it would start anything. And then it was like Monday morning, when well, we had seen it on the weekend, and they're like, okay, well, we should maybe think about like induction. And I'm like, so of course, when I get the call from the hospital, they're like, oh, if you want to come in, or like the midwives call me, they're like, you can go if you want, like they are free. And I just like broke down because
yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I don't want it. Like, I can't do it right now. So they're like, okay, that's fine. They're like, come in for an appointment. We'll check you. We'll send you for an ultrasound and we'll see. And I'm like, okay, fine. And then, so when I went for that ultrasound that day, they're like, yeah, the low, your fluid is low. Yeah. They're like, if you don't go into labor today, you have to come tomorrow for an induction.
And you're at 40 or over 40?
That was my due date.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. I'm like, well, now that like it's necessary. I was like, yeah. Okay, fine. If I don't go into labor today, I know I have to go in. And then I was like, I was fine with that. It was when he was like still safe and everything was great that I was like, not okay.
Yeah.
But now that I know it needs to be done, I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
So I went home. And I bounced on the ball some more and pumped. And I was like, okay. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired. I just want to go lay down. Oh. I don't even care anymore. I'm done.
Oh.
So then I went and laid down for a while. And then I decided to, I think I had started laundry. So I went to change the laundry from the washer to the dryer. Mm-hmm. And as I was moving, I felt a pop.
Your water broke.
I had never had my water break before, like to start labor.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I was like, is that my water? I'm like, that was weird. I'm like, okay. I think it was. Yeah. And so I went and laid down some more. And when I got up to go to like the washroom or whatever, I was like, oh yeah, that's for sure. So I called the midwives. And with this one, I did test positive for GBS.
Okay.
So like when you have to get like the intravenous, the meds or whatever.
The meds for the, is that related to hepatitis? What is that related to? GBS?
I think one of those. I believe
that's what it is. Yeah.
So you have to get like meds at one point and then again later. And because all my births have been so quick, they're like, you need to let us know right away because we need to get it in at least one dose in you.
Okay.
So I called them. So they came over and tested. So they're like, are you sure? Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's not, I didn't pee myself. I know how that feels.
Yeah.
That wasn't it. So they're like, oh, yep, that's for sure.
Okay.
This was like dinner time, I believe. So they came and I called my IPs because they were still local.
Okay.
And they came over. So then I just bounced around a bit and just, you know, contracted.
So this one was a home birth, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
So we were around for a few hours and they checked me and I was still like around 5 centimeters. So like, how about you go lay down in a nice, dark, quiet room? Because I was in a room with like my IM and like a couple midwives and we were just talking.
Yeah.
And they're funny because generally, like when I'm in labor, I'm like this until I'm contracting, then I'm just quiet.
Mm.
So sometimes they'd be like, you need to tell us when you're having a contraction.
Aww.
They're not like loud about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you having one? I'm like, yep. Because like, we need to time this. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Focusing.
Love it.
So then I went and laid down and my IPs were like, okay, well, we're going to go get something to eat because like dinner time. Or after dinner time. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you go do that. And I was laying in bed for a bit. I don't know how long. And I was just like, oh. I was like, can someone come check on me? Because they got like that much stronger just in like the, I don't know how long I was laying there for. I was like, yeah. I'm like,
wow.
They need to come back.
Yeah.
And at that time, my husband was like upstairs boiling water like to add to like the pool because we did like a water birth.
Okay.
And, yeah. So then I'm like, okay. Someone came and checked. I was like, yeah, I think I need to move to the pool. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
So I go to get up and I was like, maybe I'll go pee first.
Oh, but no.
I went into the bathroom and I was like, like, no, I can't go pee because I don't, I think he's going to come out. So I went to the pool and wait, like, yep. And
are they back yet? They
weren't in the house yet. So my husband, I'm like, you need to call them. So my husband calls them. They're like, yeah, we're outside. And I'm like, you need to get in here.
Oh my gosh.
So they made it in the house. They made it. It was okay. So I was in the pool and contracting, and they're like, oh, like, I forget what they said. And I was like, well, I feel his head. And they're like, you can feel his head.
Oh my God.
Like, not out.
No, for sure.
Sure. Because I felt down there and I was like, yeah, he's coming. And they're like, okay. And then I caught him. I caught my sack, like my own other two as well. So I picked him up and like handed him to his mom. Yep.
That's sweet. A special moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm so happy they made it back into the house. Okay.
Yes. And my IF, he was taking pictures.
Okay.
I'm really disappointed. I didn't think of it, obviously, because I'm in labor, but I wish I had recorded it.
Oh,
I wish I had filmed it.
Yeah.
Kind of sad it didn't, but we got some good pictures.
Good.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, so how does the rest of that night go? Because now it's probably, I don't know, 9, 8 o'clock. I don't know what it is, but do they stay?
A little later than that.
Okay.
They stayed. So I got the shot of Pitocin in my leg and got out of the pool so I could try to deliver the placenta.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't want to come. And so I latched the baby.
Okay.
Because the midwives asked, and the mom's like, yeah, whatever helps Jennifer. She's like, anything. So I latched them for a bit and tried again, and no. So then we moved to like my bed.
Okay.
And I latched him again, and then they're like, we'll go to the bathroom, let's see if like bearing down will help or anything. And I was like, okay, and still nothing. Mm-hmm. And they'd given me like the other shot, and they're like, hey, well, it's been an hour now, you have to transfer.
Oh, did you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah she could bleed out.
And this is like a midnight, I think. Yeah.
Hiccup, man.
So luckily, I had like, you always have like a midwife and a backup. And then there was a student. So like the student and the backup like stayed with them and the baby.
Okay.
And the other midwife and I went and transferred.
Do they have to go elbow deep?
So that OB there didn't go elbow deep, but he's like, he was at least nice. Like he actually asked if he could touch me.
Okay. Good.
Which had not happened before.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So he tried, he's like, yeah, we have to go in the OR.
OR.
Yeah. That routine, it's bad news. So I'm glad you were there. No, seriously, Jennifer. And I can imagine now being after, you're glad you had that resource too. Yeah. So
I didn't hemorrhage or like nothing like that was happening.
Right.
It just didn't want to come out.
It stuck. Yeah.
So it was just stuck. I have a question. So is that considered the placenta abreva thing? This is something, it just didn't want to come off.
Yeah, it just won't let go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, it happens. He's like, there's no rhyme or reason. It's not like, you can't predict it.
That,
yeah, right. You know?
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes it happens. But so because I didn't have any, like, no bleeding, no nothing, like anything like that.
Right.
I was good enough. Like I stayed, like I had to come out of recovery and whatnot. And I did go up to a room, but I was able to leave, I think like 7 a.m.
Okay. Okay. They just need to make sure you're okay. You got knocked out, right? In anesthesia?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good. Yay.
Yeah. The nurse was like, yeah, like everything's fine. You're good too.
And
when
a lot
of times, you want to leave, you can leave.
Sometimes the body just doesn't relax, right? And so, like, when you're knocked out, your whole body is just, like, and maybe there's always, like, did they have to use instrumentation, or do you know if he just went up and, like, gently got it out? Did they tell you? It's okay.
I assume.
I was just curious. Yeah.
I didn't ask details.
That's okay. Yeah. You were healthy. Baby was healthy. That's thank God. Yeah, there we go. We're good. Okay. Yeah. So you go back home. Are they still at your house?
No, they had gone back to the hotel they were staying at.
Okay.
They did come back later that day.
Okay.
Because I pumped for them too as well.
Yeah.
Oh, so sweet. Yeah. Wow. That's kind of cool. The experience of a home birth and having it all just like under your, under like that's all of your, I don't want to say like control, but comfort zone in a sense of like everybody's and here.
Pretty much like the same spot. Like I delivered my daughter, like my second in almost the same exact spot. So that was nice.
That's sweet. Really cool. That's awesome. Yeah. So
and it was nice for them because their first was like a hospital birth. So it was nice to have like
a different.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you, and I'm sorry if I'm asking this weirdly, but do you feel like this journey kind of healed the trauma from the 5 transfer journey sort of a little?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But yes. This is journey number 3. Yes. So you had one more.
I am 29 weeks.
Oh my god. Is this a sibling or no?
It's a sibling journey, yeah. For my last IP.
For
the last
one.
Yeah.
They're gonna have 3? Oh, yay!
That's so
they cool. asked us. They're like, oh, are we crazy? And we're like, yes, yes, you are. Because we have 3. Okay. And we're like, because they had asked that like before and then again, like another time, they're like, yeah, like, we're like, yes, you're crazy. Don't do it. Like, don't have 3.
Oh my gosh.
Is this one a girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yay.
No, but I'm super excited for that. That's awesome.
So did this take on the first try?
So based on my history, I decided that like, well, obviously we talked to the doctor, I wanted to do a mock cycle.
Okay.
Because, so when we were first there talking, like, and they didn't, like, she didn't ask, she didn't pressure, like, there was no pressure from them whatsoever to do this journey.
Sure.
I just knew they wanted, but they only had 1 tested and 1 untested embryo left. And considering they already have 2 kids, it's like, because she had asked, she's like, how likely, like, how easy do you think it would be to find another surrogate? I'm like, not. Mm. Like, not here.
Yeah.
Like a lot of surrogates, especially first times, you know, you want to help someone that doesn't have kids generally, like not always. Yeah. I know some don't care. I'm like, you already have 2 and you only have 1 tested embryo. I'm like, a lot of women probably don't want to go through the whole process for only 1 chance, right? Like if you're only going to have 1 chance and it not work, you're like, well, I did all that, like, you know, the screening and the legal and all that crap that you have to do.
Yeah.
Probably won't. So after I had talked to my husband and thought about it, I was like, I'm like, yeah, if you want to, I'll do it. And they're like, are you sure? They're like, no pressure. Okay. And I'm like, no, I don't feel pressured. To do it. So yeah, just based on history, we're like, no, I want to do a mock cycle because I know for me, it doesn't seem to work on the first try.
Okay.
But just having the meds, I think, in my system and then trying right away.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did a mock and he did like a scratch.
Okay.
Though again, with this one, it wasn't, they all don't seem to be like straightforward of my first one. Oh. So we went back to the clinic they were with.
Okay.
And when I did my screening, it wasn't the doctor that we had before that did the actual screening, mm-hmm. like the sono. It was like the head of the clinic. And apparently they had some point had decided not to do surrogacy anymore, but they didn't tell my IPs that.
Come on.
So I think like their doctor was kind of just going to try and like squeeze us in. And, like,
yeah.
Like it's because like we were just there like 2 years ago, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They're like, and their embryos are still there, like at that clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, no. So when he got wind of it, they're like, yeah, because we're waiting. We're like, so like, where's my results from like my screening?
Yeah.
Like what's happening? Like no one was like saying anything. My IM is on it. She's like, what the heck? So she was
pissed. I don't blame her.
Yeah. To the point where she's like, well, no, like you, there's, this should have been communicated. Like I still have embryos that I've been paying to store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have been told,
yep.
like, why would I book a screening? Why would I pay for all this? Like, this is not okay.
Right.
So you're going to reimburse me for all of that.
Good for her.
Yeah, go her.
And she's like, and we're going to transfer them to another clinic, and you're going to pay for that too.
Good. And that all happened?
Yes. And good. They luckily the other clinic took my screening results.
Okay.
And I think they just needed like a couple of things that they didn't do there, like a couple blood work things. Okay. And so I didn't have to like go through everything nice. All over.
Okay, that's good.
Nice. Yeah. So we started. Yeah. So I went for screening or did the mock cycle.
Yeah.
And during that, he did like a uterine scratch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently they say that is good. I don't know. Yeah. Helps make the actual transfer stick better. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
So then when we did our transfer, it stuck.
Awesome.
Great.
That's yeah. fantastic. Wow.
So by the time I transferred, we moved provinces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we now live like 3 provinces away.
Which is hours, how many?
Only an hour.
Awesome. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, because we're on the East Coast. I'm now in Nova Scotia.
Oh, I love Nova Scotia. Okay. Yes, been there several times.
And it's nice because their first surrogate actually lives in PEI.
Oh, okay.
So we're only like 2.5 hours away from each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I know none of these places, but it sounds great.
So, Jennifer, did you get to surprise them with the gender on this time too?
Yes.
And with the and that you're actually
probably not in person, but
okay, okay.
And again, like we did a video chat for I did home tests.
Okay.
So I did a few before like telling her because yeah. I wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And getting the blood work done here was a pain because they don't take out of province requisition forms. So I ended up having to, and I don't have a doctor here yet because healthcare is horrible. Ontario's not great either, but it's even worse than here. So there's people on like lists here for years. There's people that live here, have been born here, and don't have a doctor. So.
Wow. What? Insane.
Yeah. Because so there's just not enough doctors.
Right.
Yeah. Because like the whole population of Nova Scotia is less than half of like the population of Toronto. Like it is not big. Like we technically only have one city really in the whole province because it's gosh. So small.
My gosh.
Yeah. So I had to go like to the ER and get a doctor there to like do the blood test.
God.
So but at that point, I got, like, an OB, like, at beta.
Like, okay, like, great.
Like, OB since then.
Because
also here, there in the whole province, there's only 3 midwife offices. And we're just out of the area for all of them.
Oh, my God.
So I have to have a hospital birth this time.
Well, you are...
I'm hired a doula, though.
Okay, good. There you go. Because you're informed, you know, you've been around. Yeah, you know, you're good.
Yeah,
so how's this pregnancy going? Good? You're at 29. You're on home stretch, girl.
Pretty good until I went and did the gestational diabetes test.
Oh, do you have it?
I'm pretty much like, I went this morning to do like the 2-hour one.
Oh.
Because I'm like, right there. So he's treating me as if I do have it.
Wow.
That does suck. But you know what? Age two and so many pregnant, like you know.
Yeah, this is number 6.
It's easy. It's easy to maintain if you're just careful, you know, it's whatever. That's just, well. Okay.
So I had like an appointment today. I went to like his like clinic he does like at the hospital. So he did like the non-stress test and like an ultrasound. And then I got to meet like the one of the nurses, and she did like I did a little tour of the hospital, so I got to see.
Nice.
And like it's a smaller hospital. Good. Though I was shocked to learn that they actually have had surrogates before.
Oh, how funny.
That's cool. Then they know out, like,
in the middle of nowhere. So I was and really they know surprised.
They know what to do. It's thank God you're not the guinea. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. So that's good. Well, I did ask like how many OBs are at this hospital, and there's only 4. But she says, like, they're all really good. Like,
right.
there's like two females, two males, and she says they're all really nice and all different, but
yeah,
she's like,
yeah, great,
feels that like no matter who I get, it'd probably be like, oh, okay, like they're
good,
much different than the previous hospital I've been in.
Good. Yeah,
I think that's a positive. I'm gonna keep on that note, y'all.
I did want to ask, so you've been on lots of journeys.
Yeah.
How do you feel as though your kids are negatively impacted by surrogacy? We love to ask this because a lot of people like to say, mm-hmm. oh, hey.
I know. I actually asked my first this afternoon. I knew you were going to ask.
Cute.
Though, actually, I forgot about when I first worded it. I didn't say negative. I said, do you feel like you've been traumatized? And he's like, no. And he's like, why would I be traumatized?
That's cute. Oh, good for him.
Good.
And he might have used a little more colorful language.
okay. All right.
Love it.
He's like, why? He's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Good for him.
I'm like, because some people don't agree with surrogacy. They think it's like not okay. And he's like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
He's like, you're helping people that can't have a baby.
That's awesome. And from a 13-year-old. Yeah.
And from like, some people feel like the babies are like traumatized because you take them from like the person that gave birth to them, and because they hear your heartbeat and hear your voice. And he's like, I don't remember anything before I was four. He's like,
right.
I don't remember your heartbeat and your voice. He's like, no. He's like, that is stupid.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
That's funny. So then if somebody were to come to you and say, hey, Jennifer, I want to be a surrogate, what is your advice to them?
Research.
Yeah.
Figure out if you want to do like independent or an agency, but research like all the things you'll have to go through, or like talk to other surrogates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this podcast.
<You're> sweet.
Not a specific one. I mean like all of them.
Yeah. You're sweet. Thank you.
Because that you have like such a variety of like experiences.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's good to know what you're going into.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, and not that I regret anything, but I didn't do a lot of like actual research, even though I knew I always wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there'd be meds and I knew like different things, but
there's
like things you just don't know. Like, right. How much meds, or how long it takes. Or,
right. Yep. All the nitty gritty. No, but
all those kind of things.
Yeah.
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 And like all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just talk to surrogates.
Yeah.
Follow surrogates.
Yeah.
Sure.
Learn from them.
Yeah.
Definitely do it though. It's worth it.
Right? Yes, it is.
It is. 100%. I mean, you wouldn't have done it four times if it wasn't worth it.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for sharing all of that. That was really enlightening. My heart went out. Oh my God, another one. Yeah. But you persevered. You came out on top on the other end. And so did your couple. And I think it's so cool you're doing a sibling journey. I think that's so cool.
Yes.
So love cool. It. Well, good luck. When you're done with this one, you can come back and tell us how it went.
Yeah. You know?
That'll be fun.
It'll be January.
Okay.
Perfect. Yay.
New Year's Eve. The day before my oldest birthday.
There you go. There you go. Nice.
That's fun.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you so much.
For having me.
Oh, gosh. Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
She has both us beat.
Well, and that doesn't just the amount of times that she had to get and a negative and a chemical.
The
and
amount of transfers that she's done.
Bow down, because girl, I the fact that she kept coming back and kept going, I can do this. I want to do this. I have to find the right couple. And she did. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
I know.
Power to her.
Well, thank you for sharing your stories. Yes. Oh my gosh. And best of luck to this. For the last 11 weeks of pregnancy.
So fun. I didn't even know she was pregnant. That's so cool. That's so cool.
Well, I kind of knew. I just didn't. I didn't register how long.
That's okay. No problem.
But, oh my gosh. Well, this is a long one, but if anybody has any questions or they would like to share their story, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at @stop.sit.surrogate. And this has been another episode of Stop Sit Surrogate with Kennedy and Ellen.
Bye everyone. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a like and subscribe. Also, check the link to our YouTube channel in the description.